yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, it's Bug Out Square at 6 o'clock. Wow. It's hard to explain, but I got a... Anyway, I'll talk about it later. But thanks and welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Oh, this week on Bug House Square, what do you got?
Well,
what do you got today, Sean? I've got a bunch of records. Latino Heritage Month, so I got a little of that in there. Picked up a great record from, well, I've been told it's a great record, so we'll discover that together. And I've got a lot of contributors today, so thanks for doing what you got to do to do. This is Bug House Square and Radio Valencia.
Sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot
his brother
and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Yeah.
With understanding in my mind. somewhat other. Entrégame tú la caricia suprema de amor. Con luz en la mirada que ahuyentes a lágrima tuya y olvide el rencor. Así enamorada, escucha esta canción que es para ti y deja que esta noche apasionada el mundo juzgue loco. Entrégame tú la caricia suprema de amor. Que ahuyentes a lágrima tuya y olvide el rencor. Enamorada, escucha esta canción que es para ti y deja que esta noche apasionada el mundo juzgue locos a los dos. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's New Order. Love Vigilantes, that's what that was. This is Bughouse Square. It's Radio Valencia near the corner of 22nd and Mission in the beautiful Mission where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's a nice kind of golden twilighty kind of thing now, but time's changing. Oh, it's changing. I'm telling you, it's changing. But I don't know. There's so much crap going down. I don't think I really want to get into it. But what I want to tell you is about at least what we listen to. Let's see. Before that, Pedro Infante. Un Ano Mas. Man, this is like a great. It's like a double record. It's like him all through his like movie career and everything. And I believe we did Enamorada was the name of that song. Yeah. Pedro. Nice. Other Worlds, Other Sounds, Escobar and his orchestra. Before that, and we did Adios. And before that, the Talking Heads. The Good Thing off the More Songs About Buildings and Food. Hugh Masekela, we did one in a little bit there. I kind of spaced on. I got a little distracted there. That was Patience, Hugh Masekela from the Introducing Hezola Sounds. It's a good record. And we opened with The Who. The Who. Drowned. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not going to get anything. Let's just play some. Oh, one thing I did. So it's. My partner took me to a thing at KQED or one of the public radio stations. They got a nice building with a performance little theater in it. And they had, Latino History Appreciation Month. So there's, all kinds of stuff going on around town. And this was vendors and banda. I've never seen a live banda band. My partner, she was like dope slapping me. I was like, you're embarrassing yourself. No, I've never seen one. So it's like three trombones, three trumpets, a tuba, congas, timbali, a bass drum player, two vocalists, and like a güiro, kind of just like a, kind of thing. Powerful shit. Jesus. And it was like, It was pretty impressive. But in the vendors, there was a dude selling records. And we're going to do, I don't have the name of the record store. Do you remember the name of that record store? No, but it's in the Mission. And he kind of specializes in Spanish and related music. It's on 24th Street if you're, keeping track of those things. But we're going to do a thing where I can, I used to do this with Originals Vinyl. Borrow a record, and then play it, and then switch it for another one in lieu of the big advertising bump that Bughouse Square would give you. And but they moved out to the Tony area of town, and I can't get out that far. So we're gonna do something with this cat, but. I'm like, you got any like Rockin' Espanol or any, I like hear these like singles. And he's like, check this out. So this is, hold on. This is La Revolución de Emilio Zapata. So I guess that's the name of the band. And they're kind of, he said they were kind of like soul, psychedelic from the early 70s. The song's called Nasty Sex, so let's just get it on. We'll be right back.
Myself shot down by some trigger happy policeman. Gotta keep a hold of my sanity. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna die.
Rainmaker, 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 rainmaker. Make me some rain. Make all my crops grow tall.
That was Traffic. Yuri G, I know you just tuned in now. Hold on, I gotta do that.
There we go. Those levels.
Yeah,
Howdy.
Hey, how are you doing? I was playing, that was Rainmaker, Traffic. I just like that song, because it rained a little bit today, and I think of those who were dancing around wishing for rain.
Do you feel the turning of the seasons?
I really do. I mean, it's not like, I remember back home, you know, you'd see like, it'd be like end of August or whatever, and there'd be just like a flock of geese, and they weren't going north, man, and it was like, oh, God, here it comes. yep. That was like August. It was like, fuck. But September's a great month everywhere, right? I mean, it's a great month here. And Chicago was a good, you know, it's like everything is kind of tempered and nice. And the lake's nice and warm. And, yeah. It was a hidden gem.
Final day of September, yeah?
It is today. Good. Yeah, it is. It is.
There you go. I saw down my street a truck was pulling out. And I was like, man, this guy's going to cut me off. What's up? You know, angry.
You got your knife. You got the knife out, right? You keep that on the dashboard.
Man, I'm more of a pepper spray kind of guy, right? Just getting right in the
eyes. No, I heard better than pepper spray is spray paint.
Oh, that's cruel.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you got to get it done, man.
I guess it's true.
I think it was more for women, like to carry, instead of carrying mace, to carry like a little tiny can of spray paint. I think that's awesome.
No, it's funny. It's strange. Not funny because, you know.
Yeah, not ha-ha funny.
Not ha-ha funny. But what's strange is it's probably more difficult to buy a can of spray paint than it is to buy a can of mace.
I think so. And you don't get the cool little holders and shit, you know, with the snap ring
in
there.
Oh, the holster? Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. I would love to have a spray paint holster, though.
Yeah. But what's going on, man? How's your week?
It's fine. It's fine. Things are fine.
Cool.
A little bit of rain, same, you know, like things are changing. The car that I wanted to stab, you know, they were pulling a trailer of like giant pumpkins. You know, it's probably like
it's the season, man.
Giant pumpkins, and that's it. I was like, well, there you go. October's tomorrow, and that was like a flatbed of like giant pumpkins.
I don't think people understand when you say, oh, giant, you know, it's like, shoot, you know, it was like as big as a basketball. No, these things are like, they weigh like a car, right?
Yeah. Well, this one, these were like, they're probably 2 feet across, you know?
Right.
But they probably you know, weigh 200 plus pounds.
Yes. Yeah, you don't just pick these up.
No, you gotta have a flatbed trailer to haul them around, man.
So what do you do with it? Do you just carve it and then let it rot? Or do you, like, eat it? Or what do you do with something that big?
I grew one year. This has got to go back.
I remember this.
And I was sitting there looking at it.
I remember seeing a picture of Coco or something, like her head just, sticking
just
out.
Just lounging on it, because it was just there in the front yard, right?
Right.
And a friend of mine was like, dude, you got to take a Sawzall to that thing. And I did. I took a Sawzall. Poured the Sawzall, and I chopped that thing up into a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, well. Dig. And then it rotted.
And then it rotted like some.
And all there's like flocks of like all kinds of wildlife just feeding off this thing.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many ecosystems within. It was wild.
Great, great. Yes. Did you put like a torch
like
in there?
Kind of black webbing. Like, how does that webbing? It's like,
oh, yeah.
How can it look so like.
It's like a mycelium or something. It's just before.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's so alive and yet so virulent.
Yeah.
Man, it was quite an experience for sure. I recommend everyone grow a giant pumpkin in the front yard.
I'm amazed that, you know, because it's like one of those things where you're driving and you look at the field, you know, in the summer, and it's just like, yeah, there's nothing there. And then it's like October, and there are these like 2 foot, you know, wide. When did this happen? It was like, takes like a week for them to grow or something. It's crazy.
They just go for it, yeah. Like, once they get pollinated, those blossoms are, and they're tasty, right? It's eating the blossoms, but you only get a couple of them. They're like, those are going to last, right?
Right.
And they just kind of bide their time, I think, sucking up all the water from the soil, and then they just go for it. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. I feel like a piece of pie right now.
In the forecast for you.
Uh-huh. All right, right on. And then let's see, what else? My week's been I'm kind of digging the rain. I just like the clouds. I was talking about how beautiful the clouds were and how it's nice to have something other than, like, blue or gray.
just some dramatic textures. And
oh, man, the cumulus, when they're sucking up the moisture and those high-pressure systems moving through, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm kind of a Stratus guy, though. I like the... Yeah. I like the
you like the wispy?
The wispy. Yeah. I do like that.
No, I like the Wrath of God shit that just looks like, you know, something's going to come. It's going to poke his head on through and, all right, taking names.
Here it comes. Nice.
Yeah. So what, nice. You got a tune for us today?
I do. So it's Steely Dan's Dirty Work. First, I want to say, Steely Dan, opinions?
Oh, and me? You know, I like the Dan. I tapped into him early. I mean, I got into him when they were, you know, AM radio hit stuff. And then I got into their records. And then my first longer time job worked at a shoe store. And there were this one dude was from, he was from Jersey. And yep. New Brunswick.
Yeah,
and
cost down, yeah.
And he turned me on to like Showbiz Kids, like that tune. And we had a record. We actually like hotwired the shoe store sound system because he used to have those carts. They were like, you children, you can remember that before the internet or whatever, there were like these, they were like huge 8-tracks, and they would just, you'd plug them into this machine and they would be like 12 hours on one taper, and it would be like,
yeah, it's like those are the Muzak machines.
Yeah,
right?
Basically it was, you know, a little more contemporary, but we hotwired in a record. So I was just, I still have some of the records I played on that, man. I imagine this.
That's awesome.
It's hard to believe they still work after that. But yeah, so he turned me on to like, I think Countdown to Ecstasy, that record.
So I like have such a deep distaste for Steely Dan. I really can't stand him.
Oh damn! All right, I see how it is.
It's like the impulse towards punk rock, like just completely. You know, like it's inconsistent with me. Like I love the Grateful Dead. Like there's no place for the Grateful Dead in the punk ethos. But like Steely Dan, man, I just cannot. I hate them. I just hate them. Pompous wow. Assholes. Like you don't understand our music. You know, like oh man, we're in some erudite. This is jazz. Shut up, man. Like, just play some music. However,
You know what? They're like that. But like, you know, so what? They were good at what they did. And why you get it? You know, you don't have to like. You don't have to like good music. All good music. You know, it's all right.
I totally agree. And I'm not, you know, I'm not on the internet flaming Steely Dan. You know, I spent a lot like late hours staring at the ceiling, thinking about ways I can like.
A lot of people have teed off on them, and I get it, you know, but for me, it's like they've got some really very well-crafted pop songs, you know, that I can appreciate. I'm just a sucker for a good, well-written tune with, like, well-executed parts and stuff like that, so.
I'm playing one tonight, man. I'm with you 100%. That's
right.
The thing. It's like, I hate Steely Dan, but Dirty Work is just like, oh, my God, this song is so excellent. And I went this weekend to see this movie. Maybe you heard this movie, this One Battle After Another. Anyone that's, like,